Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on Richmond's home for the Hokies, the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You thought that was bad? They doubled up the lead, made it 28-0 at the break, and would go on to win in the final game of the Coach Pry era in Blacksburg as head coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies. If you want to chime in, give us your thoughts. 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Joining us right now in the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning hot seat, it is Hokie Steve. Now, luckily, you're not actually in the hot seat, but Coach Pry was this season. Yeah. And it heated up too much with that back-to-back home losses.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, what did we say, you know, 2 months ago? They had to get off to a good start. And, you know, we talked about the 3-1, right? 3-1. Well, now, guess what? That is impossible. They're 0-3. And I agree, the breaking, you know, the breaking point was certainly the first half Saturday in Blacksburg. When you go A-wide on six drives in the first half, and this is the Hokies, I'm not going to talk about ODU, you're three and out, you got negative 10 yards after two drives, and then you go fumble, interception, punt, fumble. I mean, what are you doing? I mean, it was an absolute disaster. And at 28-0, everybody knew it was probably over at 14-0, to be honest with you. And there was just lack, you know, it just looked like, I hate to say kids quit on somebody, but, gosh, that looked a lot like that Saturday night.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of felt like he regrouped them at halftime, but they were lost in the second quarter. I know we've had people chime in that say they made the trip to Blacksburg, they left at halftime. Where were you at?
Actually, I stayed because I was actually down, you know, I was down in South Carolina this week, and I came back Saturday. It took me 7 hours to get there, so I actually put a lot of effort into getting to Blacksburg, so I was even more not happy about it. I left at the end of the third quarter.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. I stayed because, you know, like I said, we had spent most of the day in the car, and so I stayed around for most of the third quarter, but I was out of there.
I mean, when was the last time you left early? I mean, think about that, right?
Actually, one time in the Justin Fuente era, I think we were playing Syracuse, and we went down like 28-0 or 28-7 early in the third quarter. I left early in a game even earlier than I did Saturday night once in the Fuente era, but never in the Coach Beamer era did I ever leave a game early.
Yeah, absolutely. So Coach Pry relieved of his duties, but let's hear his post-game thoughts one more time, Stubb. It is Brent Pry speaking to the media following the 45-26 loss to the ODU Monarchs, who happened to start the Pry era with a win, and now they end the Pry era with a win. Congratulations to ODU. Here was the former head coach of the Hokies, Brent Pry, after the game.
Not the direction I saw our team going tonight. We couldn't get stops. We had all of a sudden penalties became a major issue, and especially some critical ones that, you know, we just couldn't get any momentum going. We turned the ball over in the red zone. We get a turnover and we can't cash in on it. You know, there were flashes in the game of the ability to run the ball. There was flashes the ability to throw the ball. But not near consistent enough. Clearly, it starts with me. coaches, players, everybody's accountable here. We got to get back to the basics and find a way to be closer to the team that we can be. Because that was I give Old Dominion credit and Coach Ronnie. They got a nice team. They gave Indiana fits. But we clearly didn't play well enough at all, not to even be in the game. So
he probably knew that he was out of a job at halftime. How do you think that conversation went with him and the AD?
Yeah, I mean, there was multiple people, I think, involved, not just the AD. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, if you take a look at the second half of the Vanderbilt game and the first half of the Old Dominion game, that's 62-0. I mean, that's just –
at home.
At home. Two beautiful nights in Blacksburg. It's a packed house. Kind of surprised, I mean, how packed it was for the Old Dominion game. Now, this weekend for a noon kickoff, there's going to be a lot of empty seats there, doubt about that one. But it was just time. There was nothing. I saw nothing in the first 3 weeks that would lead me to believe that it's going to get any better in the next 9 weeks. So, you know, go ahead and cut him loose. Like you said, Philip Montgomery is the interim head coach, and he won't be around next year. But he does have head coaching experience. I think he coached, you know, Tulsa for over almost 100 games. So that's so we'll see what happens. The season is basically over. I mean, they might sneak up on somebody. We'll see. But, I mean, this is trending to be, you know, the worst year record-wise in Virginia Tech football in a long time.
Yeah. I mean, it's an awful start. 0-3. Now, I'd have to fully dive into the NCAA rules.
Right.
But I think they should have kept Pry around for another week because of that. You could have a mass exodus to the point where the program is set back for multiple years.
Yeah, I mean, that's the possibility. There's also the same possibility that whoever they bring in next year is going to bring in a ton of new guys. I mean, with the portal, you can make a quicker a turnaround than you used to be able to. If you go back and look at Georgia Tech 3 years ago under Jeff Collins, and they were an absolute train wreck. Well, they gave the keys to Brett Key, and look at Georgia Tech now. I mean, it's been a couple years, but Georgia Tech's been trending upward. But with the portal, there's an opportunity to flip the switch pretty good. Better example of that would be Kurt Cignetti, what he did at Indiana in 1 year.
Yeah, but there's also the other side of
it. Yeah, there
right?
is.
I mean, you can absolutely flip a program in the positive direction in 1 year, but also it's hard to build a program back up when you look at the last few years. I mean,
I just think it was so bad, and I don't disagree with you. Quite honestly, I think they needed to actually let the AD go first,
yeah,
and then let Brent Pry stick around maybe for a few more weeks, and then cut him loose maybe in October. There's going to be a change at the AD spot as well. That's coming.
Can you provide some details about the meeting that will take place at the end of the month and why it is important that Whit Babcock is here for that?
Well, I think, you know, the Board of Visitors, who he made the presentation to, and again, I think it was a great presentation. It's just a little bit too late. This presentation needed to be made a couple of years ago, maybe even 3 or 4 years ago.
Why do you think it wasn't? Because there's certainly a commitment to football in Blacksburg.
It's not as great as I thought it was, and it needs to be a lot better. And that's where this 50, you know, he asked for basically $50 million. If they're going to get that $50 million, and I think they are, but this presentation needed to be made a while ago, and I think that's a huge mark on Whit. Is timing is everything, right? And I think he, for whatever reason, did not, you know, maybe he saw it coming down the pike. Maybe it was just a situation where, you know, he had to pick and choose when to go to war with this message. This message just needed to be made a while ago.
Tell me why, you know, I just said, I think it was the wrong decision to fire Coach Pry 3 weeks into the season when the rule is if you play 4 weeks,
right,
then they can't transfer.
Right.
But tell me why it wasn't the right decision to fire Coach Pry at the end of last season instead of letting him handpick a new offense coordinator, a new defense coordinator, strength and conditioning coach. We all knew, Stubb knew,
yeah,
he wasn't the right face of the program,
right,
with the way he was leading it.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it was a culture hire for Virginia Tech, certainly with his past experience being on staff for Coach Beamer.
But, like, coming into this season, I was talking myself into some excitement about new offensive coordinator that worked with RG3. But we knew Drones wasn't the guy.
Yeah.
It would have, you could have had Vince Lombardi. Was it going to make a difference?
I think, at this point in the Brent Pry era, he went out and got the two best guys he could get, But my guess is he got turned down by a lot of other guys before they got Philip Montgomery and Sam Cefkus.
Right, because now just, if you're Cefkus, you're like, what did I just walk myself into? Well, I was in the National Football League.
They had to know that. I mean, quite honestly, they had to know that when they were taking a huge risk coming into a program where you had a coach that was on the hot seat and it could get hot very quickly, and obviously it did.
Let's talk about some candidates that will take over for Coach Pry and how the rest of the season will go. If you want to chime in, we'd love to hear from you. 833-804-0910. It's a tough day for those fans of the Hokies. 833-804-0910. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOT on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local here on a Monday, September 15th, just after 2 p.m., joined by Hokie Steve as we broadcast live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. Take an extended lunch break on a Monday. If you're a Hokies fan, you deserve a beer after what you witnessed in Blacksburg over the weekend. Steve, do you have a perfect candidate in mind here? Had you even had a list before? Because I think we both thought Pry was going to stick with this job.
Yeah, I mean,
nobody thought that we were going to lose this badly.
I didn't put this list together until today.
Yeah.
So, because I knew obviously you were going to ask me that. But first of all, this has got to be a hire of an established head football coach.
Yeah.
Okay?
Can you just tell all the Hokies fans that want Michael Vick? No.
No. I just straight up no. And Shane Beamer, no. Neither one of those is going to happen.
Vic would say yes. Shane would not say yes.
Hopefully Vic is smart enough to realize there's no way in hell 3 games into a season that he should even be a candidate for the job. It's everybody loves Michael Vick, and I get that. And certainly watching him play 2 years in Blacksburg was a great deal. But he needs to stay at Norfolk State. He needs to at least be down there a couple years to get the experience of a head coach before he can make that next move, all right? At least Deion Sanders did that at Jackson State, for 1 year? Mm-hmm. So he had that ability. Shane Beamer, he's making, you know, $8, $9 million in South Carolina. And I really think, honestly, he took the South Carolina. He doesn't want to be – he said there's one Coach Beamer at Virginia Tech, and that's my dad.
Yeah, and I also think it's bigger than that. He understands the SEC is the powerhouse. ACC is not.
Right, because if he takes a step back – I mean, if he were to come back to Virginia Tech, things did not go well. And then in 2030, 2031, you have that next realignment move. And, you know, God forbid the Hokies get left behind. He just kind of screwed himself. But Shane Beamer is not an option.
So you can give us your thoughts, 833-804-0910. Tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. I've had multiple tweets asking for Dan Mullen.
I love that. In fact, Dan Mullen, even before I heard you mention, you know, he was at University of Florida, and Dan Mullen had three really good years at Florida. He was 10-3, 11-2, and 8-4. He only had one bad year with the Gators, and that was his last year. He was 5-6, but he's at UNLV right now.
And he could take the team with him.
He could pretty much bring Anthony Calandria as a quarterback.
Yeah.
So not only
– You don't think he would love to come back and get his revenge against Virginia?
Play against the Hoos. I think Mullen's making around $3.5 million at UNLV, so he could easily – the Hokies got to easily could double that salary, bring him here, and he could bring a ton of players with him from UNLV. And obviously he's been a head coach at Mississippi State. He's been a head coach at Florida. And now
his resume might be the best of all the guys you're going to go through.
And he's got UNLV 3-0 after 3 weeks.
Yeah, so feels like he's the top candidate on social media. Do you have another guy you'd like to throw out there?
I love – and this is who I love, and most people are not going to maybe recognize this guy, but John Summerall, he's the head coach at Tulane. All he's done at Tulane, first of all, he played linebacker in the SEC at Kentucky. He coached at Kentucky. I think he's an Alabama native. He's 35-9 AWOD after he was 23-4 at Troy in 2 years, and then he's 12-5 so far at Tulane. All he's done is win.
Does he have enough experience? Only 43.
I think you know, 2 years in the Sun Belt, 2 years at Tulane, playing in the SEC, growing up in that environment, and then recruiting in that environment. I think he does.
How do you think the fan base would handle from Tulane? Here comes the new head coach of the Hokies.
I mean, it's not the glitzy hire that Dan Mullen would be, but I think you're also, again, my key issue is getting a guy in there. Again, like I said,
that can bring a team.
Pry was a culture hire, but he had no head coaching experience. I've got to have a guy that has been a head coach at least for 3, 4, 5 years. John Summerall fits that bill. So does Alex Golish at USF. Not as much, but he's turned a really bad situation at South Florida into a pretty good situation. Now, the Canes slapped him around pretty good Saturday. And I'll give you another name. Again, it's not a splashy hire, but Ryan Silverfield, the head coach at Memphis. 45-21. He's been at his last 2 years, 10-3, 11-2. He's 3-0 this year. So there's a couple of names, not as high up as the Dan Mullen name. How about Pat Fitzgerald, formerly from Northwestern? He's available. All right, so that's another name as well. You're even going to potentially hear, this is a guy who wants to get back into coaching. He will never be hired again in the NFL. But John Gruden is a name.
Dude, believe these rumors?
I think it's a long, long, long shot. But I think John Gruden, the right situation, would come back to college football.
His name is being floated around. And I think it would be the home run hire.
I would actually prefer to have Dan Mullen over him.
But what is the relationship to Blacksburg there? His name out for UCLA as well.
Right, right. Just because of his great experience in the National Football League, but he's not going to get an NFL job again. So it just depends on, does he really want to get back into coaching, and what's the best situation for him as a college job?
And I think of the guys you name, Ryan Silverfield is kind of really interesting. He's been at Memphis for a long enough time that he established a program there, and you could take a team with you.
Right.
He's got the Hampton-Sydney ties.
I was going to say, he's a Florida native, and he played at Hampton-Sydney.
Yeah. So he knows the area.
You're going to hear some other names too. Tyson Helton at Western Kentucky. I think his record is – I've got his record down at 50-33 overall. Bob Chesney at JMU. If JMU has a great year, you know, his name is going to be thrown in there as well.
Yeah.
Will Stein, who is not a head coach, but he's a current offensive coordinator at Oregon. That is a hot, hot name for somebody. He's coached at Texas, and he played at Louisville, so he does have some flavor for the ACC.
Are there any guys that are assistants at a bigger program in a bigger conference?
Well, that's what I'm talking
about. That have a tie to Virginia Tech, though.
I'm trying to think of who that might be. I'm blanking on it.
Will Stein's 35.
I mean,
that'd be a a wild hire right there.
There's another guy, Buster Faulkner, who's the offensive coordinator at Georgia Tech, who was at Georgia with Kirby Smart, and now he's at Georgia Tech, and obviously Georgia Tech, and you know, again, the Canes look better than I thought they were, but the team that, you know, we talked about Clemson and we talked about Louisville, but Georgia Tech's a team that stepped up now, and they look really good after 3 weeks.
No, they absolutely do.
But I would say Summerall, Golish, Silverfield from Memphis, and then the splashy hire is a guy named Dan Mullen.
Yeah. So let's talk about Gruden for a second though, because right. that seems to be like. Fans of the program that aren't maybe haven't been watching recently.
Or, yeah.
Wow, NFL guy. I know Gruden.
Yeah.
Do you think it could actually work?
I guess we're going to find out what's going on in Chapel Hill over the next 10-9 games. And if that goes well, I think that maybe even makes it even more of a possibility.
Because it does feel like now is the time to take a shot on an NFL guy. We've had others have success. It feels like it's closer than it'll ever be to the NFL with pretty much open free agency every offseason. Kind of makes sense to go the NFL route.
Again, I think people are really looking at what's with Belichick and what's going on down at North Carolina. If that goes well, I think and again, does John Gruden want to get back into coaching? I've heard that he does. And I've heard that, you know, for the right situation – that he would come back to college football. So, it'll be very interesting to see. To me, even this goes back to when they hired Justin Fuente when Dan Mullen was at Mississippi State. I really thought he had taken the Bulldogs as far as he could down in Starkville, and I was hoping that he – and I think he did have some interest in that job back then. He didn't get it. Justin Fuente, which everybody said was going to be the home run hire, that didn't work out either. But he didn't have nearly the resources that Brent Pry does right now, which obviously that hasn't worked out either. So they need, to me, again, they need to get a guy in there who has been an experienced head coach who knows how to turn a program around. And then you've got to go out and you've got to get a general manager that knows what they're doing, because right now it's, you know, that's the name of the game.
Yeah, I think I like Dan Mullen more than Gruden, but I keep going back to Ryan Silverfield.
All right.
He was under Coach Norvell, so
right.
he's familiar, right,
yep.
with what he's done in the ACC at Florida State. Like you said, the Hampton-Sydney alma mater, the fact that he went there, and not only has he had success in Memphis, he's had NFL stops as well.
Correct.
With the Minnesota Vikings, with the Detroit Lions, and like I said, I think an NFL guy would make sense for this.
Yeah. All those three, those were my top four. Summerall, Silverfield, Golish, and Dan Mullen. And I think the Hokies, if they could get any one of those four, I would be very happy.
Is there another guy that has absolute ties to the program that we're forgetting, right? Like, you know, one of the defensive line coaches for the Washington Commanders, Daryl Tapp,
right.
has the Hokies connection. It wouldn't be the right guy.
No, it's not the right time. It's not the right time. We need somebody to come in and basically just coach ball, right? We just need somebody that can come in and recruit and rechange the culture back to what Virginia Tech was under Coach Beamer. Daryl Tapp is a great coach, but this is not the time for Daryl Tapp.
No, but I just wonder if there's someone that's in that category that we're forgetting.
I'm not. Nobody's coming to mind right now, and I'll think about it, and I'll text you if I do. But you know, right now, again, it's early, and again, it's really early, right? We're talking week four. We're not even kicking off week four, and we're talking about a new head coach at Virginia Tech.
So I've had a lot of people message me and ask for Whit Babcock to resign or to be fired. What do you think will be the official statement from the Hokies and the athletic department on Whit Babcock?
I think it's going to take a little bit more time. I do think he will be stepping down at some point, whether it's, you know, I mean, I think
probably 3 weeks, right? I mean, keep your eye on the end of the month.
If you look at it, I think what makes sense is for him to, once the BOV gets together, makes a decision to, you know, throw in money to the program or add the resources that they need. Then I think, and then the search is underway, I think, right now for a new AD. And certainly once the AD is hired, then he will step out of the picture.
Yeah, so Philip Montgomery could be the coach for the entire rest of the season?
I think he'll be the interim. Yeah, I see him being the interim coach for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and then, like you said, though, you cannot have Babcock hire the new guy.
No, and they've already said that. They've already said Whit will be, you know, part of the process, but he will not be the determining factor on who they bring in as their next coach. And that's another thing, too. I really want the new AD in place as soon as possible, because if I'm a candidate – like a Dan Mullen or John Summerall or Ryan Silverfield as a candidate, I want to know who my boss is going to be, right? I want to know who I'm working for next year. So that's to me, that's critical why you need to get the new AD in place, because then you can say, all right, look, here's our guy, and you're going to come be working for this guy. Otherwise, there's going to be that no man's land thing. And if I'm a guy like a John Summerall or whoever, I'm going, I don't know if I want to get in that situation, because I don't want to say yes and then find out that I'm working for an AD that I don't get along with.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You have to follow the correct order of operations. Steve, thanks for stopping by.
Anytime.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. Myself and Michael Phillips were in Lambeau to see Washington take on the Packers, and I witnessed Jaden Daniels get his knee destroyed on a play in which he was running away from Micah Parsons, got slammed, and did a flip and a somersault. All right. Later on in the game, he was tackled, and it looked like his ankle kind of fell in a weird way, and it was reported by Grant Paulson he had an MRI. We're waiting for Dan Quinn to speak to the media in about an hour. All right, so we're waiting for Dan Quinn to speak to the media, but this is what Adam Schefter had to say on the Pat McAfee Show.
And the other quarterback to watch today will be Jaden Daniels. Obviously came up a little limpy on Thursday night in Green Bay, and I think they did some testing over the weekend, and I think Dan Quinn will address the media today, and we'll see what that is, whether his status for Sunday is in question at all. Don't know yet. I don't think it's serious in any kind of way, but I do think that we're going to hear something there regarding some sort of issue with Jaden Daniels. That's my sense of things, and we'll see how that plays out. They're working through it right now.
So that's what Adam Schefter said. And then he reached out to league sources, and he followed up that statement with a tweet that has me concerned. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels has a knee injury that has his status for Sunday's game versus the Raiders in question. The injury is not believed to be serious, but it remains uncertain whether Daniels will be able to play Sunday. We'll speak to Dan Quinn at 3:30. I'm kind of expecting him to say he's day-to-day and that he will lose time this week to practice. I was concerned. As I talked with Chris Russell earlier. I said I'm at a 6 or at a 10 because I was there and I saw how many hits he had on his knee. I saw him walking around very gingerly in that locker room, and I saw how big of an ice pack that was on his knee. He did not look like himself. He is such a gamer that he said, don't take me out. But even when I spoke with Brandon Coleman, it kind of felt like he revealed something when he says it's not just it's effing frustrating to see Jaden Daniels get hit like that, but he said, we never want to see him get hurt. And Jaden Daniels is hurt. And it might not be a injury that forces him to miss time, but he is hurt. He's absolutely hurt. What does that mean in the National Football League? It's different, right? I mean, if it was me, I'd be whining and crying, right? But I'm not playing in the National Football League. Everybody plays hurt. That's just what happens, right? So will he be at 100%? I don't think so. But will he be good enough to play? Hopefully. But that was not a good update from Adam Schefter. After he kind of came out and told everyone not a major concern, he absolutely walked that back with his tweet. And that tells me he has heard from a league source or maybe somebody inside of the building. Again, though, Washington, this new ownership group and the new front office has been really good at keeping Jaden Daniels' injuries a secret. We all found out after the season that he had a broken rib in the three-game losing streak, and he threw a Hail Mary with that broken rib as well, right? But nobody knew about that during the season last year. So I'm not sure how much of a actual report we will get from Dan Quinn. He'll have to talk about his status for Sunday, though, and he will absolutely show up on an injury report on Wednesday. But that is not great news. Adam Schefter following it up with another tweet now saying Jaden Daniels is dealing with a knee sprain. I think it was severely bruised. That's what I'll say. It was the one that really concerned me. It was the one that was, like I'm talking about, was a somersault where it looked like helmet direct contact on the knee. Direct contact on the knee with a helmet. I mean, that's like a bowling ball into your knee. especially with the way the players were attacking him, and he got beat up all night on Thursday. So we'll hear from Dan Quinn at 3:30. And I don't want to speculate at all. I'm just telling you what Adam Schefter has reported locally. Grant Poulsen reported the MRI. Then J.P. Finley said he has heard some concern, but not major concern. Major concern would be missing the entire season. Some concern, I think there's a chance that he misses the game on Sunday. It might be Marcus Mariota. I'm holding out hope that he would be able to play. I just don't want this minor injury to lead to a major injury because they didn't give him a full time to heal. And I don't think that 9 days, even though it's a lot of time, it's the most time he's going to have all season, is enough time to deal with a knee sprain that really might be swollen and affecting his ability to move around the pocket. Luckily, though, Jaden plays through pain. But, man, he is so important to this team. This is a killer right here. And it's kind of one of my biggest fears, for sure, because this was a guy that means everything to this team, and we need him. Like, I know EB said on his show, right, if he misses two games, that's a massive deal. I'm kind of feeling the same way here because this schedule is going to get a lot more difficult in the second half of the season. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. So we're broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck, as you can catch me here every Monday throughout the football season. Mondays are burger night, back like you never left, back better than before. Gives you the ability here to come get a burger for $2.95 or add bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. That's 3 p.m. to midnight on Mondays from any other three Richmond area locations. And I started the show by saying it's a misery Monday for the Hokies, but for the Commanders, you know, I had my misery on Friday and over the weekend, and I had moved past that Packers game. But now I feel miserable with the latest report from Adam Schefter. And Ian Rappaport has just come out and confirmed Jaden Daniels, who underwent an MRI following the loss to the Packers, was just diagnosed with a knee sprain. Not a long-term injury, but his status this week against the Raiders is now in doubt. This is just a terrible nightmare because you needed this week at practice to get right offensively. Well, now if he's not at 100%, you're going to have half the fan base calling for Marcus Mariota for him to get fully healthy before you put him back out there and risk injury. Is he compromised in the future when you put him back out there playing, you know, with, on a knee that's going to be ginger, on a knee that could certainly get hurt even more? It's so annoying. I'll tell you this. I left historic Lambeau Field on Thursday night with a lot of anger and frustrations, but one clear thought. Thursday night football is not good for the sport. It may have cost the Commanders our entire season. Just dreadful. Eckler gone. Dietrich Wise gone. Now Jaden Daniels' status on Sunday in jeopardy with him being ruled as suffering a knee sprain. It did not look good. Watching the game, he played through the pain. I don't want him to take any more hits, but yet he takes hits. It's part of his game. It's just feels like RG3 all over again because it was an injury that we saw get worse and worse and then eventually knock him out. And I hope that the same thing doesn't happen for Jaden Daniels, but running is it's the biggest element of his game. I mean, I told you guys this as a rookie. Like, he would not have won the Heisman Trophy if he wasn't able to run. He doesn't win NFL Rookie of the Year with his passing yards. It's the 851 rushing yards. And now his ability to run is certainly hampered. And it just sucks. It sucks so much, and I know we're all going to kind of speculate here until we get a firm report from Dan Quinn at 3:30, but this was kind of one of the worst things that could have happened. It really did, because I just knew that it was weird and not good that everybody was so silent, right? Like, why did Grant Paulson, when J.P. Finley covers the team, John Keim covers the team, everybody's so close and connected this team here, and Grant was the only one that reported the MRI, and then it was kind of silent from there? Just didn't feel like good news, and I think I stuck with my gut, which is, it's never good if your quarterback is having to get an MRI. That means there's something serious there, serious enough that they want to get it looked at, and it's a serious knee sprain. Now, luckily, it feels like it's nothing long-term, but this was your chance to get back on the practice field. Now it feels very unlikely that he practices this week, and maybe even 50-50 that he plays this Sunday against the Vegas Raiders. Just the worst thing that could possibly happen, and we are just 2 weeks into the season. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We'll all be tuning in to Dan Quinn at 3:30, but this was just not the update I wanted to hear at all, and it's just so annoying. Adam Schefter literally came out and said, not a big concern, and then 5 minutes later walks it back with a tweet, because he was speaking without actually knowing what he was talking about, because we've all seen this. The Commanders are keeping everything close to the chest. And so while the previous regime might have leaked things right to Ian Rappaport or Adam Schefter, that's not what this front office has done. And so I kind of got excited when Schefter said that to Pat McAfee, but kind of deep down I knew he didn't really know what he was talking about. He has a knee injury. Anybody that watched the game knew he had a knee injury. Now, luckily, he's got some time to ice it up and for it to heal and maybe the swelling to go down. He is absolutely a guy that's dealing with pain, and his status against the Raiders is now in jeopardy. I expected him to show up on the injury report Wednesday, but now I expect him to not practice all week long. I don't know why you would risk it, and then I don't know if you're even going to throw him out there on Sunday. What are the chances that he's fully recovered and you're going to risk it? Because even at like 95%, I think you're still risking a long-term injury, and that was my biggest concern when I saw him in the locker room, was that this could be an injury that turns into something serious, like a small tweak that turns into something serious if they do not treat it seriously. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. You could be the quarterback of this segment. Give us your thoughts on any of the action you saw over the weekend in high school, college, or the NFL. 833-804-0910. Let's go to Robert in Glen Allen. Robert, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, man, how about the Monarchs play? I told you this is the best team we've had in probably 5 or 6 years, maybe 7, and it's just a great squad. Our offensive line, and I was at the Indiana game. We were very competitive, and I told anybody who would listen, I thought we'd win by 10. I did not think we'd blow them out, but wow, I'm hoping it's great things for the rest of the year for my boys.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations to your Monarchs. Do you enjoy the fact that everybody in Blacksburg is doom and gloom right now?
You know, when you go to a Tech game and you're from Old Dominion, or they come to ODU, you get a lot of middle fingers. And yeah, I don't wish them ill will. It's better. You know, college football in Virginia is better when they're better, you know. And but it is they take it so personal. But yeah, we've played them 7 times, and we beat them 3 out of 4. So it's not like it's a shock that we beat them.
Yeah, and they will not be going to Norfolk anytime soon.
Well, they redid our contract. They didn't want to come back there, so they're not paying us to go there. So they paid us $400,000 to go up there this weekend. In the future, I think the pay goes to like $1 million or $1.2 million in future games. But it's a shame they're not coming back to Norfolk. I understand why, but they made a deal to get out of the home and home, and that's okay. We'll move on and keep getting better.
Well, you certainly deserve to celebrate.
Yeah,
we've got a great
quarterback. He's really good. I hope we can keep him. Our NL people are going to work in overtime to try to keep him. He's been there 3 years, redshirted his first year, and fantastic. Yeah. And we really have a lot of good guys, and we'll see if we can hold on to him, but so far so good.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I mean, that was the biggest thing I noticed was Colton Joseph was just miles better than Kyren Drones. He's had a good completion percentage this year, and he burned them on the ground as well. I appreciate you chiming in, Robert. Good win for the ODU Monarchs. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Make sure you stay locked to 910 The Fan for Grant Paulson and Danny Ruye, who are coming up next. I'm sure that they will air the conversation with Dan Quinn when he speaks to the media at 3:30. But the latest is the report that Jaden Daniels has a knee sprain, and now his status for Sunday is in jeopardy as the Commanders' Week 3 opponent is the Vegas Raiders. All right, so Grant and Danny are coming up next. And you know what? I didn't think it was going to be a misery Monday. It's been miserable, especially with this latest update to Jaden Daniels. I was hoping it was just going to be a sprain and everybody would move on from this. You know, it's diagnosed as just a sprained knee, but I feel like when you have testing and then you go up for a follow-up, it's because it's probably affecting him moving around the building and would affect him if he's playing in a game on Sunday. So, look, this is a roster that Adam Peters has built up, and I think Thursday night was a bit of a reality check that it's going to take some time for them to get a real Super Bowl contending roster. Because we looked old. We looked old against the Packers and suffered 2 major injuries. And like I said, though, Thursday night football is just – it's gone from something that I really used to love and enjoy and got up for, and now I kind of feel like it's bad for the sport. I've seen enough ugly Thursday night games, and the last 2 that I've seen Jaden Daniels play, he's played his worst football of his NFL career. Last year, Thursday night against the Eagles. This year, Thursday night against the Pack. You've been listening to AWOD Radio, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Grant Paulson, Danny Ruye, coming up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.